I'd like to read from Colossians chapter 3 and what I noticed in reading this chapter is the themes of life and renewal and refreshing and newness in this chapter. And so often we think of the Christian life or the Christian walk as a list of do's and don'ts, and especially a list of don'ts. And while there is certainly a list of don'ts, it is not about the list of don'ts. It's about following Jesus, and it's about pleasing Him and honoring Him and obeying Him. And it is about what Jesus has done for us, which is to give us new life and to give us a completely fresh way to look at the world, as opposed to the way the world looks at the world, which is just an endless hunger and desire for self-satisfaction. And if you think about it, the world's been doing the same old thing forever. What the world does and what our fleshly nature inclines us to do is really old hat. And if we're looking for what's new and countercultural and fresh, then that is what Jesus calls us to be and to do. And the first part of this chapter does have some of those things that we are to put off and to mortify, as it says, to kill and to get rid of. And they're all filthy things. We have a hard time cutting off things that seem like things we would like or want for the sake of Jesus in our day-to-day life, but we don't think it would be weird to want to take off all your dirty, sweaty clothes after a long day of work and take a shower and be fresh and clean. But that's what this is all about. It's the same concept. Anyway, I would just like to read it and we'll mostly let it speak for itself. But Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. We have a life. We are dead. Hopefully we're dead to sin as well. We're dead in sin. But we do have a life, but it is not ours to just do with that as we please. It is hidden with Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things, those things, sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, the old hat, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Even, the word even as, or even such and such, is used a lot in the Bible, and I think it doesn't necessarily mean even as we say even. For example, let's see. That's a good way to do it. He made dinner. He even bought steak, which is to say more so or in more detail, he did something else, which is how we use even something, something else. But in this case, it means equal as, or in case in the Bible when it says Jesus provided such and such, even the salvation of your souls, it means this is the same as or equal to. So we are to forgive and forbear just like Christ forgave us. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And I think of ruling or a king, and he's sitting in his throne, and it's strong and solid and consistent and in control. And in this case, it is the peace of God which is to rule in our hearts. And that is an awesome thought. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. That verse makes me think of, and it's part of the same verse. One time Roy gave a testimony when he was doing landscaping type work, and he gave the analogy of if I was, he said he was weeding a flower bed and having to pull out weeds, and it's not just the funnest job in the world, and it's just kind of frustrating, and if he didn't think about it, he would kind of just pull through and get the big clumps and not necessarily do a thorough job. But then the thought occurred to him, if this was Jesus's flower bed and I was weeding the weeds in Jesus's flower bed, then I would make sure I got every single weed and I would do the best job I could do. And that's what verse 23 is about. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as if you're doing it to the Lord and not unto the men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong for which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. I've gotten a great blessing reading that chapter and meditating on it, and I hope you have too.